Why She Died by J.G. Roberts and read by Alison Campbell for Saga Egmont. Prologue. 6:25 a.m. Saturday. Abby Wyatt pulled her waist-length blonde hair up into a ponytail, securing it with a bright yellow spiral band, before perching on the edge of her bed to tie the orange laces on her trainers. She smiled. "The only thing bright about me this morning is what I'm wearing," she thought, checking her watch. It was 6:25. She shuddered. Abby had always been a night owl, and before February she would only ever have seen 6:25 a.m. on her way back from a night out. But since she had agreed to help her best friend Hannah with her training program, lions were a thing of the past. It wasn't so bad now that the mornings were lighter and warmer, but there had been times in the depths of winter when her exhaled breath formed clouds in front of her and her cheeks were numb with the cold. At those moments, she had regretted agreeing to help Hannah with her harebrained plan to be the youngest British woman to conquer Mount Everest. Abby tucked her mobile phone into the zip-up compartment on the waistband of her leggings and pulled the lead of her earphones out from under her vest top, leaving them dangling from the neckline. Although the two girls ran together, both found that the time passed more agreeably if they were listening to music. They rarely spoke after their initial greeting until they finished their run. "She probably won't even say hello to me this morning after I pulled out of working at the club last night," Abby thought, as she closed the door to her room and jogged along the corridor to Hannah's. She continued jogging on the spot to warm up her muscles while she waited for Hannah to answer. After a few moments, she knocked again and called out, "Come on, Hannah, time to get moving. I've got a leavers' ball meeting at 9:30. There was still no reply. Hannah hadn't missed an early morning run since she had started her training regime back in February, even going on her own on the few occasions when Abby had cried off. Checking her watch, Abby realized she was a few minutes later than their usual 6:30 a.m. meet-up. Surely she would have come and knocked on my door, unless she was madder with me than I thought. She knocked for a third time, but when there was still no response, Abby presumed Hannah had left without her. After a moment's hesitation, when she seriously considered returning to her room and getting back into bed, she decided to try and catch up with Hannah. The girls always followed the same route, past the university football and rugby pitches, and into the woods beyond. "If she left at the same time as usual, I can catch up with her before she gets to the trees," Abby thought, putting her earphones in and hitting the play button halfway along the lead nestled against her chest. The morning was crisp and fresh, but the blue skies overhead held the promise of another warm spring day as Abby ran down the steps towards the playing fields, her eyes scanning the perimeter path. There was no sign of Hannah. She quickened her pace. Abby hated confrontation, and hoped any awkwardness over her last-minute decision not to work the previous evening could be diffused more effectively if she could catch up with her friend and fall into step at her side. Abby had been faced with an impossible choice. Phil, her boyfriend, was supposed to be travelling to an away game for the university rugby team on Friday, but he'd been injured in the final practice session on Thursday evening and they'd taken him to hospital for observation. When Abby visited him on Friday afternoon, he'd asked her to stay until visiting hours were over, and she'd felt she couldn't refuse. Hannah had made out it didn't matter after Abby messaged to tell her that she wouldn't be going into work, although the final line of her reply, "He and Jamie would have a photo finish for most jealous boyfriend," had suggested that she thought Phil was deliberately preventing her from working. "Maybe Hannah has a point," Abby thought. It was Phil's plans that changed, yet he expected me to just drop everything to be with him. I doubt if he'd have done the same if it had been the other way around. The ground felt hard and unforgiving.